We're talking about a really interesting sugya in Halacha and Machshava, and it emerges from something fascinating in this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu is there, and he's supposed to bless Ephraim and Menashe. And Yosef HaTzadik sets up Ephraim and Menashe to be blessed that the right hand is going to go on Menashe, the Bechor, the left hand on Ephraim. And as is well known, Yaakov Avinu switches his hands. He switches his hands and he puts his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. Yosef HaTzadik says, after the bracha, interestingly enough, he says, V'yomer Yosef el aviv lo chein avi, ki zeh habechor, sim yimincha al rosho. Put the right on the bechor. The right hand's typically associated with that which is more chashuv, put that on the bechor. And Yaakov Avinu responds, V'yimayin aviv, Yaakov does not listen to Yosef, V'yomer yadati v'ni yadati. I know this is so. I know what's going on here. They're all going to be good, but the second one, achiv akatan yigdal mimenu, the second one's going to be far greater. What was the difference in Ephraim and Menashe? Why was it that one was considered to be greater than the other? So Rashi explains in the name of Chazal that from Menashe was going to come Gidon, because Baruch Hu did a nace for Gidon, but from Ephraim was going to be Yehoshua, who's being Yanchel Sa'aretz, V'yoma Torah Yisrael. And that's, looking at Rashi, it sounds like the greatness came from who the descendants were going to be. One of them was greater than the other. The Malbim has a very beautiful pshat. The Malbim's pshat, we'll see, becomes a very large sugya. Says the Malbim as follows. I think the difference was, if you go through it, that the quality of descendants from Ephraim were going to be greater, but there were quantitatively going to be more descendants coming from Menashe. And the question was, who's considered to be more elevated? Do we follow more the quality, Yehoshua, who's going to be able to bring Bnei Yisrael through, or the pure quantitative numbers that are going to come through Menashe? What takes priority? Eichas or Kamas? Eichas or Kamas? Says the Malbim, Yaakov's Kavana was as follows, that the right is often associated with more chashiv, also often associated with miracles. And Yehoshua, the quality of Yehoshua, to produce individuals like that on a level of quality, so that was something which was so special associated with the right. Having lots of descendants, that was more al pi derech hateva, that was less startling, that was less unbelievable, and therefore he puts his left hand on Menashe. In that sense, according to the Malbim, the real discussion, what Yaakov was really assuming was that quality always is going to trump quantity. That in the question as to who is going to be gadol mimenu, so the one who produces greater quality is better than the one that produces greater quantity. This is a major sugya in what I would call the lamdanim that like to have a good time with machshava a bit. Rav Yosef Engel and Lekach Tov, the Ragachover in a thousand places, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, very intrigued by the question, what is considered to be more valuable? What do we look at is more chashuv, quantity or quality? Quantity or quality? Yaakov Avinu here seems to paskin that quality is a bigger deal, but there are a lot of rias in different directions. Yosef Engel and Lekach Tov and Klal Tezvav, in a very famous piece, quotes Mekoros from all over the place that lead us in different directions. As an example, he quotes a very famous comment of the Ran in Mesechus Yuma. The Ran says, let's say you have a person who is sick, who has to eat meat. It's Shabbos. The person has to eat meat on Shabbos. So you have two options. One, I can do the Isser, I can Shecht on Shabbos for him. Shecht is an Isser Skila on Shabbos. Or I can feed him Nevela, meat that was not Shechted properly. That's an Isser Lav. So is it better to violate Shechita or Nevela? So typically we would say better to violate the Lav than the Isser Skila. Better to give him Nevela than to Shecht for him on Shabbos. But the Ran says no. Shechting is going to be a one-time action. It's qualitatively worse. But Nevela, every Kezayis eating Nevela is going to be another Isser. And the quantity of Nevela is more severe than the quality of Skila. So just for angle, we see from here that it looks like quantity sometimes can trump, is more valuable than quality. He says, I have another raya from a Rambam and Perish on Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Avos, Hakolafi Rov Hamaisa. Everything follows Rov Hamaisa. What does that mean? So the Rambam very famously comments that if a person has $100 and they get to choose who they're going to give that tzedakah to, says the Rambam, instead of giving $100 to one person, give $100 to 100 different people. Because each act contributes, it makes you more generous. Each act has a certain kind of impact. We see from Rambam there as well that it seems from Rambam that quantity sometimes can trump the quality, because the quantity of giving 100 different times is better than, at least it sounds like, the qualitative act of $100 tzedakah that's going to be given there. Not all agree with pshat in this Rambam. Not agree with Rambam. The Torah Chaim Baba Basra learns a different pshat, but alas, we're not learning Baba Basra. But that is a couple of marmakomas. We have some marmakomas which indicate that quality is more valuable. Where do we see quality more valuable? The Beit of Engel from Yehareg Val Yavor. The Gimel Chamuras are Yehareg Val Yavor. Shvichos Damim, Gerayos, Yehareg Val Yavor. Shabbos, if a person puts a gun to your head and says violate Shabbos a million times, you violate Shabbos a million times. We don't care about quantity. When it comes to Yehareg Val Yavor, we only care about the quality of the Isser. Said the Beit of Engel, it looks like sometimes in Halacha, quantity wins. Sometimes in Halacha, quality wins. It's not always so clear. The Baba Cherebi in the Ocho Lekutei Sichos on Lishita Sayu thinks it's a general machlokas between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim and Rabban Zubin Azariah, what's better, quantity or quality. He explains several machlokas based on this. One of them, a very famous machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Brachos in the fourth parak. When Rabban Gamliel was in charge of the base medrash, so he announced, Kol Misha in Tocho Kibaro, if you're not a person who's at a certain kind of spiritual level where your inside is like your outside, or your inside is not like your outside, so you should not come into a base medrash. Not everyone was welcome. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah takes over the yeshiva, he suddenly welcomes everybody in. What's pshat in that question? So pshat in that question explains the Baba Cherebi. Is the machlokas about quantity or quality? Gamliel said, I care, I'd rather have less talmidim that are more qualitatively, that are qualitatively or better. According to Elazar ben Azariah, so we assume that quantity is better. We assume quantity has a higher value. This idea and this chakira comes up in many different places. I'll share with you a beautiful one, Al Derech Drush, that comes in Parshas Yisro. It comes from the current Satmar Rebbe. The current Satmar Rebbe, this is in the Chidushim of Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum. This is in the Chidushim Torah. Satmar, his drush is from Tavshin Samech Tes to Tavshin Ayin Beis in Parshas Re'eh. A beautiful, beautiful Torah. Many of us may know that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Peches that when the Torah is given to Bnei Yisrael, there was a machlokas. The Malachim said, Magialanu, we should get Torah, not Bnei Yisrael. Why are you giving Torah to Bnei Yisrael? Give Torah to us. Give Torah to the Malachim. Because Baruch Hu says, you don't have a Yetzer Hara. You don't have the same time. I want to give it to Bnei Yisrael. Wonders of Aaron Tite. What's Samar Rebbe? What's going on here? What's pshat in this machlokas? So there's a somewhat well-known chidah. The chidah says, what was the Malachim's taina that they should get Torah? It says their taina was, again, Al Derech Drush, that Dina Debar Metzra. The halacha is, if it's a person selling an item, you have to sell it to the neighbor before you sell it to someone that lives further away. If I'm selling my house, I have to first offer it to my neighbor before I offer it to someone that lives in a more distant area. The Malachim said, Dina Debar Metzra, you're giving away the Torah, fine. But we're closer to you, Rabbona Sha'olam, we're in Shemayim, right next to you. Magialanu the Torah, we should get it. What's Bnei Yisrael's response? So Bnei Yisrael's response is that we pass in Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, in Simen Kufay and Hesef Katan Chav Gimel, that Dina Demar Metzra, if the mocher is going to lose out, I have to sell to my neighbor first. But if I'm going to lose out as a result, better to sell to somebody else. I don't have to lose out to give it to my neighbor. So what was the machlokas here between the Malachim and Bnei Yisrael? So explain to Samar Rebbe as follows. They're being choker this shaila about quantity or quality. Quantitatively, there are definitely more malachim than there are people. Every time we do mitzvahs, there are malachim all over the place. Every Friday night, we're escorted by malachim. There are many more malachim than people. So on a quantitative level, the malachim's taina was, Ribono Shel Olam, give it to us. We're the neighbor. You're not losing out as a result. We're more people. We'll be mekayim more Torah mitzvahs. And you know what Bnei Yisrael's response was? You're right that we are less, but we have a Yetzer Hara. We're physical beings. And every mitzvah that we do is more chashav. Every mitzvah that we do is qualitatively more chashav. Quality versus quantity. So says the Ribono Shel Olam, you know what? The Ribono Shel Olam says, I don't want to lose out by giving it to the Malachim. If I give it to the Malachim, I'm not going to get the same benefit because each Maisa Mitzvah, there may be more mitzvahs, but it won't be qualitatively as valuable. If I give it to Bnei Yisrael, I'll win on the level of quality. So what we find is a question which underlies a lot of different sugyas. Joseph Engel has 20-something rayas to this, different directions. What's more chashiv, quantity or quality? What's more severe, quantity or quality? On the one hand, the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah, sounds like sometimes quantity is machriya, quantity beats quality. On the other hand, there are certain situations where it's clear that quality wins. That was pshat in Bnei Yisrael saying for Samar Rebbe, give us the Torah. And that's pshat when it comes to Yaakov Avinu giving the bracha. It's clear from Yosef Engel, and the Baba Cherebi talks this out in different ways, that it's not necessarily a broader question of what's always better, quantity or quality. That in truth it could be that it has to get into that in different contexts and different situations, certain things take precedent over other things. Maybe when it comes to, as an example, chumra of isurim, so maybe there sometimes we follow quantity or not quality. Maybe when it comes to questions like the chashivas of an individual mitzvah, sometimes we value quality. But certainly here, what seems to be going on is for the Malbim, and not necessarily a broader idea of Ephraim more than Menashe, because quality always beats quantity, but for the koach of a bracha, for the koach of a bracha, that had to be associated with quality. To produce quality, says the Malbim, sometimes requires a miracle. And if it requires a miracle, then that's why it has to be the right hand, that's the more chashiv hand, and things like that. But we see a very underlying, a very important sugya, a little bit in Lamdas, and a little bit in Machshava, and a lot in the merging of both, about what's considered to be more valuable, the world of quantity or the world of quality. Menashe may have more children, but Ephraim produces greatness. And that says Yaakov, quality is going to win. But in different areas of halacha, this is a question which certainly comes up. Relates a lot about its Rebbe, about the nature of tefillah b'tzibor, the nature of tefillah b'tzibor, which is certainly part of this also. But again, lots of different rayas in different places. Either way, have a wonderful rest of your day.